Chapter 11, Confessions. In recent years, many debunkers of JFK assassination conspiracy theories have said, by now someone would have talked. Actually, they have, but no one believes them. Let's return to the earlier discussed deathbed confession of Watergate burglar and CIA operative E. Howard Hunt. For decades, critics on the left had openly suspected Hunt of being involved in Kennedy's murder. Hunt always denied it, even though he couldn't say exactly where he was on November 22, 1963. Then, in 2007, St. John Hunt, the son of E. Howard Hunt, received an audio cassette from his aging and gravely ill father. On the tape, Hunt said he had been recruited into what was essentially a CIA plot to assassinate the president. According to Hunt, the plot originated with Vice President Lyndon Johnson for the sole purpose of rising to the highest office in the land. Hunt said Johnson was aided by Cord Meyer, CIA agent, architect of the Operation Mockingbird disinformation apparatus, and ex-husband of Mary Meyer, who was having an affair with Kennedy. The rest of the cast had a background in operations against Castro's Cuba. Hunt pointed a finger at CIA Chief of Western Hemisphere Operations David Attlee Phillips, a veteran of the Bay of Pigs. Also on the team, according to Hunt, was another CIA and Bay of Pigs veteran, William Harvey. In the trenches were David Morales, a CIA hitman, Frank Sturgis, a CIA operative and later Watergate burglar, Antonio Vesiana, founder of the CIA-backed Alpha 66 Cuban exile group, and Lucian Sarti, a Corsican assassin. Hunt described his own role as that of a bench warmer, meaning he was ready to step in and assume an active role if needed. Despite confirming what many conspiracy theorists had been saying for years, Hunt's confession was greeted with skepticism. Many critics found holes in the story and the combination of plotters unrealistic. Hunt, they said, was taking revenge on people such as Cord Meyer, whom he had never cared for. And for many on the left, accepting that a Democratic president who had expanded the social safety net and advanced the cause of civil rights murdered his revered predecessor was a bitter pill to swallow. Ironically, another confession of sorts came out of a defamation suit Hunt filed against Liberty Lobby in 1985 when the group published an article suggesting Hunt's complicity in Kennedy's assassination. Marita Lorenz testified in the trial that she was a CIA agent who had helped transport weapons to Dallas on November 21, 1963, for use in a big operation. In sworn deposition, Lorenz said she had traveled from Miami to Dallas with both Hunt and Sturgis, whom she knew by other names. At a motel, Lorenz reported seeing Hunt deliver money to Sturgis and later received a visit from another figure in the assassination. Question: while you were at the motel, did you meet anyone other than those who were in the party traveling with you from Miami to Dallas? Answer: yes. Question: who did you meet? Answer: E. Howard Hunt. Question: was there anyone else who you saw or met other than Mr. Hunt? Answer: excuse me? Question: other than those? Answer: Jack Ruby. Lorenz testified that she left Dallas the morning of November 22nd and didn't learn of Kennedy's murder until she arrived in New York. As it turned out, a few days later, the FBI questioned her on an unrelated matter. At that time, she said, she told the Bureau everything she saw in Dallas. None of that information, apparently, made its way to the Warren Commission. The wife of CIA operative John Martino confessed foreknowledge of the assassination on November 22, 1963, just hours before shots rang out in Dealey Plaza. "Flo, they're going to kill him," she remembered her husband saying. "They're going to kill him when he gets to Texas." When she testified before the House Select Committee on Assassinations in the late 1970s, however, Mrs. Martino had no such recollection. Years later, she recalled it in an interview with author and researcher Anthony Summers. Could John Martino have been in a position to know what was about to happen? Martino had many Cuban connections. He was an electronics expert with intimate knowledge of the gambling machines in pre-Castro casinos in Havana. Arrested by Castro, he spent 3 years in prison. Later, in Florida, he was an associate of Frank Sturgis, David Morales, and other anti-Castro activists.